This is Scott Pilgrim vs. The Minute 101. Welcome to the Scott Pilgrim vs. The Minute podcast, the show where we review and analyze the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. The World, 1 minute at a time. He is cockiness times seven. It's Dave Kestiel.
I'm totally not prepared. Boot to the head.
There you go. And so are we all good, Sam Brown?
Oh, we're good.
We're good? Okay.
Yep.
I'm Brian. Y'all know me. From my stint as, whatever. So we pick up.
As the announcer.
Yeah, as the announcer guy.
Actually, he's Iron Man stand-in, but we won't talk about that.
So we pick up with Scott calling out to Knives after defeating Gideon. Scott yells, he knows Knives is here, not to attack, but then Knives comes flying down from the rafters, screaming Scott, kicking Ramona in the face and knocking her down. Then looks to her and says, steal my boyfriend, taste my steel. See, that was good fighting talk.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
Maybe better than Roxy.
A little bit, yeah.
A little simpler.
And then Knives swings at Ramona again, and Scott blocks the attack with his sword. And then she yells, this fat ass hurt me, and I will have my revenge. And then Scott, now being mature, Scott. As we've all evolved.
He's grown.
Yes, we've all grown throughout this film. I said, no, Knives, I hurt you. I cheated on you. I cheated on both of you. And he's really sorry. He turns to Ramona and says, you're not a fat ass. She didn't mean that. Then he asks if we're all good. And Ramona kind of holds the back of her neck. And the mind control chippy thing kind of shorts out or powers off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And says she's never felt better.
What, wasn't there another punch thrown in there and she hit Scott? Did I miss that part?
Maybe
I
missed it.
Make it up in my head?
Knives hit Scott.
Yeah, Knives hit Scott. She does. She hits Ramona in the face.
She kicks Scott in the face.
Oh, yeah. I skipped that line. Yep.
That's what it was.
Right before this fat ass hurt me.
Yeah.
Anyway, then all of a sudden, Gideon's standing again right behind Ramona. Says, yoo-hoo, are we done hugging and learning? I thought we had a fight going on here. And Scott says, you got a fight, all right. And he jumps down and lines up with Gideon. We finally get our verses. We've had a lot of fighting.
Yeah. But
now here we go. We finally get the verses. Gideon's like, wrong move, baby.
It's like, now this fight's starting.
Right. Oh.
What have we been doing up until now?
Right. So now Gideon gets his power-ups. He slaps his hands together. We get the X1, X2, X3, X4, X5, X6 bonuses, pulls out a sword and gets an X7 bonus. We see like a little G-Man health bar at the bottom of the screen fill up at that time too.
Have we seen a health bar before?
I don't believe so. I thought about that when I took that note. I wasn't sure we've seen one.
I think the whole point of that is it looks like Scott had done some really serious damage to Gideon, and now we see that he's like just got a little tick off the end.
Right.
Like he's still pretty much at full health.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting mechanic.
Yep.
And it's sticking in line with the video game, fighting game stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Which this actually whole fight sequence has a lot of.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But the minute ends with the G-Man stat increase. So it says offense with a C. And we get hair times seven, blade times seven, cockiness times seven, and style times seven. So
yes, we do.
That's our minute. So what do you guys got from in here? Nothing. God.
Sure. Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm pointing it at Sam. Sam, you go.
I don't have a lot to add. All I can do is like reiterate that
it's an awesome movie.
It's an awesome movie. Good going, team.
All right, Dave, then what do you have?
So when he was doing the sword, the last hand motion he did was he made an X with his hand, with his fingers.
Right.
So there was lots of X's kind of across that, and it all ended up in being seven.
Yep.
There was a lot of trivia in these few minutes, and one of them was about how like the hand sigils that he's doing is like borrowed from Naruto. I don't I can't say if that's accurate. It could be borrowed for any number of dozens of anime.
Sure.
But it is like a common anime graphic novel manga type thing.
Yeah. I know last week we talked about Scott's shirt, asking where it was and what it was from, and we got some response with some
two responses
on Facebook regarding it being a Smashing Pumpkins shirt, but also having watched the movie recently as today in full, that's the same shirt Scott was wearing in the opening scene during the opening credits thing. So it was the same shirt.
I feel like I'd recognize it, but
it comes full circle.
The trivia also pointed out that although it is Scott Pilgrim's initials, it references Smashing Pumpkins, and so does the Zero shirt,
right?
Which references something that the lead singer wore.
Yeah, and there was a song Zero. So Dave doesn't like this. He's a big hater of Smashing Pumpkins. Wishes they never existed. Like,
that's awful convenient. But the trivia said that it's Smashing Pumpkins was a favorite band of Brian Lee O'Malley. So.
Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I haven't talked to the guy.
Yeah. Yet. Yeah, we should have him on soon.
Sure.
So, okay. Yeah, that's all I have. Anything else on this minute?
He did pull out a piece of gum and start chewing it in this one too, because it's his crazy oral fetish of chewing gum.
It's like black colored gum or something too, isn't it?
I did not notice.
It was like really dark, so I couldn't quite tell what he put in his mouth, but I knew it was gum, but it just looked dark.
A new piece of gum. I just thought he like picked the gum off the ground or put it back in his mouth or something.
Tucked it behind his ear and pulled it out.
Yeah, it felt like he just like plucked it out from wherever it was a second ago and put it back in.
I thought it showed him unwrapping it.
I don't know.
It might have, but it's all part of that arrogance. Like I said, they don't have time for apples in this scene, so they're doing gum.
It's all part of Gideon's sort of
that arrogant,
sleazy,
cockiness.
Arrogant cockiness that he has.
He's the true cocky cock. So
he's the original.
Any other trivia? You said there was a bunch of trivia. Was it in this minute or just this whole scene?
It'll come up more as we go on in the next few minutes.
Okay. Very good. Well, we can wrap up this minute then. And if there's anything you all have regarding this minute that we missed, Dave's going to tell you how to tell us.
You can find us on the Twitter at, I lost my sticky note that has all my details on it here. You can find us on the Twitter at Scott versus Minute, hashtag hugging and learning.
I thought that was our hashtag.
What's that?
I thought that was our hashtag. I lost my sticky note that had all the...
No. The hashtag is hugging and learning.
Okay.
Learning to make sure I have my sticky note with our contact information ready to go. You can find us at scottversusminute.com. You can find us on the Facebook, Scott versus Minute, or you can send an email to scottversusminute@gmail.com.
Very good. You can also find Sam and I. We do a podcast, and he's going to tell you about it.
You can find Brian and I reviewing obscure movies such as Unicorn City on a show we call Streaming Nonsense. You can find us at streamingnonsense.com.
An underseen film.
It is. If you like LARPing,
yes,
it's something you should see.
But there's so much LARPing. And you can also find Dave and I at podcastderbia.com, where we talk about beer, pop culture, and other things that interest us. So that's going to do it for this minute, and we'll see you all in just a minute.